Liking myself, I like all in my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Liking myself, I like all in my world. Isn't that an exciting possibility? Liking myself, I like all in my world. You know, we say, love your neighbor like yourself. We say, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and being. Love your mommy, love your daddy, love your brothers, love your sisters, love your wife and your husband. Oh, yes. But what about liking them? It's tough to like people in our world because people are people and they're doing whatever makes them happy. They're doing whatever turns them on. They're doing whatever seems to be the right thing for them to do. But how about me? Am I liking myself? And as I like myself, I like all in my world. So, I think I'm a very thoughtful person, a very loving person, a very happy person. And I'm doing great things all of the time. I'm finding happy people to associate with as friends. I have happy neighbors. I have a happy family. I have a happy world. Oh, yes, I like myself. How do I learn to like myself when all about me things sometimes seem to be going haywire? Well, what happens to me is when I find things sometimes going haywire, I do not jump on the bandwagon. I jump off the bandwagon. I get a new view, a new perspective of what's going on. And so as I back away from the experiences that distress me, that make me not like myself and not like my world, I begin to see things differently. I say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And then the voice inside of me says, you think so, huh? And take another look. And I do. I say, all is in divine order. All is in... And as I say, all is in divine order, I begin looking for things that are in divine order in my life. I begin looking for things that are in divine order in me. I begin looking at how wonderful my body grows from day to day, how my fingernails grow, my toenails grow, how my hair grows, how beautiful I can see, how beautiful I can smell, how beautiful I can taste, how beautiful I can feel. I give thanks for the infinite creative cause which I am, that brought me forth into being, for all of the glorious things that I am. I like myself. I like myself, and I like all in my world, because I see out of my liking myself eyes a world of people who like themselves. And everywhere I go, everyone that I talk to, every circumstance that I have, the people like themselves. They're happy with themselves. They're marvelously talented, realizing that all is good and very good. And it's a wonderful feeling to have all be good and very good. But all is good and very good only when I like myself. Now I look at the world and I see the world, and at first I might want to judge it. I might want to say something could be improved. And then I say, no. I like me and I like my world just the way it is. That doesn't mean I'm not going to take a dust cloth and dust off the dust. That doesn't mean I'm not going to look deeper into my world for more beauty, more goodness, more right action, more peace. That doesn't mean I'm not going to look at my world to find more things about my world that I can like. But first I have to look at myself. First I have to look at myself and find more things in me that I like. Do I like the way I sing? Do I like the way I talk? Do I like the way I share? Do I like the way I am sensitive to people, to have a good word to say to everyone about their life? That I have only thoughts of joy and peace and harmony in me about my world? Do I like that about myself? You bet I do. And as I like that about myself, I am out being creatively looking for it in everything that I have. I'm looking for peace in my world and joy in my world and happiness in my world. And I'm looking for people in my world that are expressing this peace and this joy and this happiness. I'm looking for people in my world who are my reflection, who are fantastic, who are glorious, who are wonderful. And as I look for people who are fantastic, glorious, and wonderful, I find them. I find them right in my own household. Yes, I do. My own family. My own family are marvelous, wonderful, fantastic people. My own family are the super people of the world, and I love them. Yes, my own family are so magical, so wonderful, so perfect, that they just make my heart twitter. I feel 100 feet tall in the presence of my family because I look at them and they're so good. They're so wonderful. They're so fabulous. They're always doing beautiful things for themselves and others. They are just a joy to have in my world. And it's how I see them, how I like them, how I know them. Liking myself, I like all in my world. Liking myself, I like all that I know, all that I am. Liking myself, there is nothing else in the world that matters. Nothing else in the world that makes any difference except me liking myself. And as I like myself, everything works out in perfect divine right order. As I like myself, all the people I am with, all the circumstances I am with, are glorious and wonderful and fantastic. All in my world is glorious and wonderful and good. All because I like myself. That's an inspiration. That's an inspiration. But I find by liking myself, I like all in my world, and I live in a very happy, fulfilled, a very wonderful, uplifting, a very dramatically glorious world. Because my world is me, and I am my world, and all is in divine order now. My life is fantastic, and that's all that matters. My life is glorious, and that's all that matters. How about your life? Is it just like my life? I think it is. In fact, I know it is. And I bless you as I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.